All right, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's a little over 2 months now that you started collecting warm clothes for the community. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, I was dropping a personal box off to City Mission. I dropped it off. I kind of looked around. I had never really been there before. My family was always huge into donating things, but there was never a specific location. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to City Mission this time. So I dropped it off, and then I kind of sat in my patrol car afterwards. And I don't know, something just didn't sit right with me. I was like, I want to be able to do something. I want to like get everybody together, make a difference. And I kind of sat there and I'm like, what can we do? And then I'm like, why don't we try to get together and do what I just did? So I got back to the station house. I spoke with my chief. I started my position back in like the end of spring, early summer. So as the seasons change, I'm kind of learning more and more and more about the position. And I'm also learning that like the possibilities are endless. Like every time I reach out and I'm like, was this something we could possibly do? Everybody's like, yeah, oh my gosh, of course we can. I think they're just a little taken back because not a lot of people have done it in the past. So I reached out to him and I was like, what do you think about doing a donation drive for warm stuff for the winter coming up in Buffalo? I worked midnights when I first started my career as a police officer. So it was a very, very cold at 3 a.m. and that was a little bit of an inspiration, so to speak, as well, because, you know, you put the two and two together with the role that I have now, which I'm extremely, extremely passionate about. And then I kind of like jogged my memory when I first started my career with the department and was like, okay, let's do a donation drive. This sounds perfect, and this will be so good to get everybody together.
Now, this might sound like a silly question, but what are some of the things that you see people need the most of right now?
Honestly, probably hats. I feel like, you know, a lot of people forget about like the small things, you know, like gloves, hats, like good heavy socks. So that was kind of something I aimed, you know, within the department and reached out like, okay, this is what I think we can focus a lot on. And then obviously coats are huge as well. So that is what I focused on, but if people, you know, brought sweatshirts or sweatpants or anything like that, I obviously took whatever we could.
Now, this is a two-part question. How much have you collected so far, and do you have an end goal before the winter?
Sure. So I was not sure what the outcome of this would be just from me starting my position, you know, 6 months ago. I don't have an abundance of community contacts. But I will say that in the time period that I've been in the position, I tried to reach everywhere and get myself in the middle of the community as much as I can. So I will say that in the short amount of time that I've been in the position, I do actually have a decent amount of community contacts. So I didn't know what to expect. I remember telling we have report technicians that work at the station house. I kind of like emailed them and I'm like, listen, like if we have people that want to donate, that's great. If the barrel sits there and we don't have anything, that's okay too, right? So we do a rotating schedule. So we work 4 days on, 4 days off, 4 days on, 3 days off. So it was the most rewarding thing ever to come back for my days off and to just see more and more stuff get collected. I was actually just laughing with the girls at the station house because we designated this barrel for the donations and you can't even see the barrel anymore. It's toppled with bags and just bags and bags and bags worth of stuff. So my heart was so warm and I felt so grateful that everybody kind of listened to what I had to say and, you know, thought it was a good idea to get together as a community. So it was a huge success. I've actually, since we've originally reached out about doing the donation drive, I've had people reach out to me as well, like, oh, are you still doing it? Like, can I drop off stuff? And I am still collecting them for a short period of time still, and I'm hoping to do it annually. So hopefully this time next year we can have hopefully triple the amount of stuff that I got this year.
Let's say I had a handful of old coats or winter gear that I no longer needed. Where can I bring that to?
As far as my donation drive, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm strictly out of E District, so that's going to be 2767 Bailey Avenue. That's Buffalo, New York, 14215. So when I first came up with the idea, I kind of wanted to have like a home base for everything. So that was the designated home base for the donation drop-off. I will say the department has been extremely supportive with me reaching out to more of the community other than E-District. Sometimes I do feel like I want to reach out to people separate other than just E-District, right? I want to get to the whole city and I want to let everybody know that, you know, it's me, Officer Megan, I'm here and I want to be a part of whatever you guys are a part of. So that was the donation drop-off location. But, you know, as I went to more meetings and stuff like that, I also told people, you know, we'll work with them. I'm happy to do whatever they need. So if it's an abundance of stuff, you know, I'll just come pick it up. There's no need to drop it off. But that was the designated location.
All right. And then one last simple question for you. Is there anything that maybe sure. I didn't ask that you would be, that you feel would be important to add to this?
Sure. When I was on patrol, you know, it was a completely different atmosphere to the role that I have now. And I will say that moving forward, I just become more and more passionate by the day with getting in touch with the community, going out, doing events. My personality is pretty outgoing. I like to think that I'm pretty easy to talk to. So I want the community to know, you know, aside from my uniform underneath it, I'm just a civilian just like they are, right? So I have the same beliefs, I have the same interests, and I want to get together and make as many, you know, bridge that gap between the police and the community and let them know that we're here as a department and we look forward to events to come. So that is something that I would like to say as well. You know, my passion as far as the community and stuff like that is just really big, and I hope to, you know, see it forward and hopefully make it a lot more bigger than it is right now.